You'll miss me.
It's Sunday morning and you're talking golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Dream a little dream of me.
All righty, welcome back to Talking Golf, and let's get right to my next guest, Nathaniel Crosby, two-time winning captain of the U.S. Walker Cup team. Congratulations, Nathaniel. Thanks so much for getting up early for us.
Yeah, your Sunday mornings aren't my best moments, but I'm up, ready for you. Good to be connected, Ann.
Especially after celebrating all week, I can only imagine, right?
Well, we try to limit the celebrations, but all the kids dispersed and they're getting ready for the NC2A championship next week at Greyhawk. So everybody blew out of town when I was just getting ready to welcome them to hang around the neighborhood.
I guess, knowing you, what a great week it was. And what was more difficult, overcoming that stomach bug that players on both teams got hit with, or actually beating, you know, the U.S. beating Great Britain, Ireland?
Well, the whole event was a miracle that it happened at all. I think there was a lot of discussion about postponing it, and it would have been so unfair to the guys that were waiting and had decided to delay their turning pro until after the NC2As and play another semester, you know, forgoing the chances of maybe getting some invitations and on the tour and trying to get their card with a 12-month season as opposed to a 6-month season. So the event happened. It wasn't delayed. Then we get the norovirus, which is a terrible stomach virus that you get from sometimes on cruise ships. And it went through both teams, including the captains, and I'm telling you, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, I mean, normally, you know, I've had that, and it takes you a long time to recuperate from that. So the fact that these guys could go out there probably not feeling 100% and still play as well as they did is just incredible.
First time we've ever had, or the Walker Cup's ever had, alternates, and it was only a COVID-related strategy to bring two alternates from both sides. And they changed the documents at the last minute. I was a little involved in suggesting they do so because we still had four players on both teams that hadn't caught it. And we were able to substitute in and out, which we did once. I think they did twice, to actually play the full schedule of matches.
Yeah, I know Ricky Castillo, a sophomore at University of Florida, he went 4-0. Cole Hammer, I love that name, Cole Hammer went 3-0-1. And you had the highest-ranked squad in Walker Cup history with 9 players in the top 20 of the world amateur golf ranking. So I'm sure you expect great things from these guys in the future.
It's been the best privilege of all, is not only to get to know the kids over the last 3.5 years and be a part of their lives, but to meet their families. As you might imagine, part of my ritual to be ready for this assignment was to go back to golf tournaments that I played in 40 years ago, and it was like being in a time warp to go back to Point of Woods, where the Western Amateur is, the Porter Cup in Niagara Falls, and some of these amateur tournaments. And there's really not too many people in the gallery, and not to suggest that the golf isn't fantastic, because the golf is great, but you get to meet the parents, because
sure,
the parents, the brothers, or the siblings are generally the only people watching, and I've gotten to know all the parents as well as the players, and now I'm an extension of their support team.
And I read an article that you and Rory McIlroy were having a drink before this Walker Cup, and you were discussing USGA titles and how you have the upper hand.
No. You got to get your facts right, man. You got to get your facts right. There's
okay,
a lot of hearsay out there on this story. Rory and I are neighbors at the Bears Club,
right,
and we had a block party. And Luke Donald has seen me get into a glass or two of tequila and understands that I can start talking about my junior record at the drop of a hat, which is subtly annoying to a player like Luke Donald, who is number one in the world. But the Terlatas and the Bateaus and Luke Donald and Rory were on either side of me, and I, again, had just dabbled in a glass of tequila and had suggested to Rory that I asked him how many USGA medals he had. And, of course, I have the celebrated medals of being low amateur in the U.S. Open and medalist in the U.S. Junior, in addition to winning the amateur. So I knew I had the 3-1 advantage on him, with him merely winning the U.S. Open. So he quickly replied to me that he had the right medal. And if I wanted to come over and touch the trophy, I was welcome to at any time.
Exactly. He won that U.S. Open. I was there at Congressional back in 2011. Well, I love this little competition you have with Roy. So we'll be continually watching that. Maybe, what do you have now? Is it 4-1 or?
Well,
how many?
I wasn't counting the Walker Cups or the World Amateur.
You must count. You have to catch those.
Well, then it would be a full six. Six that I have. So,
you're dominating that head-to-head.
Yeah, I think his is a moving target, and mine will be stagnant for some time to come. But I did text him that my trophy this past week was bigger than his.
Well, I know you're the youngest child of the legendary Bing Crosby, and one of my favorite memories, literally in all of golf, was playing golf with you and your brother Harry at the Crosby with your mother, Catherine, dressed in all white from head to toe, driving that VIP cart around the golf course, watching you and your brother go at it. I really love that tournament. It was played in North Carolina for years. And how's your mom doing, and do you spend much time with her?
She's 88 years young, and she's doing great. We didn't see a lot of her this past year because of COVID. I didn't want to come back and be the Grim Reaper and, bring the virus into the house that we all grew up in. But my sister is being her guardian right now to make sure that she stays on her schedule. And she's doing great. And I remember the day that we played, and I had to carry the conversation the whole day. You got a lot of awkward silence with my brother. But, I carried the deal.
Yeah, you guys, it was great to see you trying out. You were out driving him. And, he can hit the ball, too. So there was a little sibling rivalry going on there, no doubt.
Harry is actually, it's been very annoying my whole life that he has outdriven me. He's, for whatever reason, he works out more than I do, but he's about 30 pounds lighter, and he bombs it. He in his heyday when he was playing practice rounds with Fred Couples, he was out driving Fred, and we're talking 20 years ago, and Fred was in his prime. So, he's always been a bomber. It's been very annoying for me, my lifelong annoyance.
Well, talk about growing up playing golf with your dad. I know in your book, 18 Holes with Bing, Golf Life and Lessons from Dad, you said that everything Dad accomplished in the entertainment field was a distant second to this game that animated him more than anything else. And then you said your mother described your dad as a golfer who sang.
Yeah, I think that Dad might have traded some of his awards, his music awards or his Academy Award for a U.S. Amateur trophy or even just being a slightly better player. But it was his lifelong passion, and probably as an adult, I retired from competitive golf when I was about 26, so I eclipsed Bobby Jones by 3 years. But Dad probably played a lot more golf as an adult than I ever did, and it's interesting because I still have a target to beat. He had 13 hole-in-ones in his lifetime, and I'm stuck at 10 right now, so I've got to eclipse that.
So did you learn to play? I read that you learned to play golf from your nanny.
I had a great Irish nanny who made me her pet, and her name was Bridget. She was a golf pro from Ireland, and
Wait a second, your nanny was a golf professional?
A lefty, no doubt. And,
oh, my God.
The story goes full circle with Bridget because we had a nice big backyard, so she taught me the grip, and I was out in the backyard hitting plastic and eventually, regular golf balls around a probably an acre's worth of backyard. So I was out there toddling around until I was able to graduate to the big course, which is Burlingame Country Club, to play with my dad, which happened at about age 9 or 10, and then we were off to the races playing over 120 rounds a year every weekend and golf trips to Mexico where we had a place in Guadalajara. But the nanny was a great lady, and the funny story is that when I was playing in the Irish Open with a former Irish Open champion named Paddy Skirrett from Lahinch, and he looked at me because everybody knows where everybody went when they leave Ireland. He says, "You had a nanny named Bridie Brennan." And I was like, "Yeah, I sure did. I was her favorite." And he says, "Yeah, well, I was one of her favorites as well," indicating that there might have been something going on at some point in their life. But Paddy Skirrid made a hole-in-one, and he was front page news from the Dublin newspaper the next morning as a ceremonial player because he was in his 60s. But Bridie Brennan was our nanny, and I named my daughter after her.
Oh, is that right? And she was a pro golfer. That's unbelievable. So talk about the Crosby Clam Bake, because obviously the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, one of the great events on tour. And what are some of your favorite memories of the Clam Bake as a kid?
Well, you know, there's a, you know, the greatest memories really are my very first memories, which inspired me to play. But Dad would organize my brother and I to be sitting at the first tee to greet the players and hand out the scorecards and pencils to the players. So the likes of Jack Nicklaus and Ray Floyd and Weisskopf and all of these guys became, you know, I became starry-eyed looking at these guys in the late 60s, early 70s. And one of the great stories is that Sarge, who had won the U.S. Open, Orville Moody, had a simple par from right in front of the green on 18 to win the tournament. And Ray Floyd and Jack Nicklaus were one shot back, and Ray Floyd cracked open his second Olympia beer in the press room. And I'm watching it on TV while he's giving an interview. And I basically tugged on Ray Floyd's shoulder at age 10. And told him that Orville Moody had just missed a one-foot putt, which meant that he'd better put his beer down and get to the 15th tee for the playoffs.
Well, glad that you warned him. I also love the story of Jack Nicklaus taking a phone call from your dad, but he didn't know it was your dad, and your dad was singing happy birthday to him. And it was so noisy in the room at the lodge that he had asked your father, like, who is this? You wrote about that one, but
that's pretty funny. But the best one, of course, is when my mom, who's from West Columbia, Texas, and my dad was courting my mom, and he called her up, and his uncle answered the phone, and he said, you know, is Captain Crosby there? And he said, well, who's this? It's Bing Crosby. And the uncle replied, and I'm Harry Truman, and hung up the phone.
I'm sure that happened a lot. Well, we have to close very shortly, but what are you working on these days, Nathaniel?
I'm doing a golf book right now. I'm trying to organize some travel groups tied to private golf courses, so I've got a lot of irons in the fire. I'm a serial entrepreneur, always trying to take half-court shots that aren't very easy, but dedicated to seeing them through. So I've been working on organizing kind of a variation of what Exclusive Resorts business model was so successful between 1997 and 2007, and I just think that model will work in a good climate, so I'm after it and trying to make it golf-centric.
Well, listen, say hey to your mother, Catherine. Say hey to Harry. Thank you so much for getting up early for us, and let's continue this conversation another time. I just love your stories.
I saw that you're trying to invite yourself to Seminole, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll let you know when I'm back in Florida. Thank you so much,
right.
Nathaniel Crosby. Oh, my goodness. I'd love to play Seminole.